Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Is it cause I'm a star? It maybe could be my star. Stop my chain and rain. My Rolex watch, it got 50 carats. It could be QC. Or even maybe it's me. It could be there for a while. Flight. Shopping in Beverly. What's on your mind? I'm not genius wine.
Now, I ain't tryna spend no time.
I know my bitch, she so fine. But I don't know what's on her mind.
Gotta pay that cost to be a boss.
I put on my little bitches playing golf.
Young nigga walking with Nina Ross. I'm dropping the bombs like Viet Cong.
I know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
They say I'm picky cause all my bitches is crazy. I'm in some vintage to vintage, smoking the Philly. Double it out, so let's appear to check it. They hit it, they scratching the itch. The Florida, we killing the Florida, we spitting. My nigga, you know we infinite. Jumping in St. Louis, I'm a lunatic. I'm a nigga, but my bitch an immigrant. I got the boot, but no trembling. I own the plug, you the middleman. I never leave my nigga starving. You niggas mistake me for Marvin. I got 50 bricks up in the trunk. And they right next to that car.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Is it my looks or is it my wealth? What is it, the way that I carry myself?
Let me know, I need some help. Don't keep that secret to yourself.
Bitch, you be saying I'm making funny cause a young nigga got a lot of money. She looking at me like she wants something. Can't give her nothing but a couple hundred. She sucked up on a nigga trying to give a nigga kisses. Baby girl, you trip.
I don't know how you feel, can you tell me?
I know why you came.
I know. In this club tonight.
Why?
Looking for a nigga that's gon' change your life.
Oh no, why I came
in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Don't.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love, more blessings, more light. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't
maybe
think
bow our head
up. Oh, but I know God is in our hearts. Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, Jalen.
They just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. time spinning. Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the shops. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is enough. Oh, yes, he did. Against me, I could crack the Vinci. I know only God the judges, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture what I'm swearing every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced safe sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They count in the shops. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, Goom?
Oh, yes, he did.
Where we at, Goom? Please Lord forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Re. Bronze a rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy what the business is. We pushing 50 like fitting all. The shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas. OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a hump. That's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours was the great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold to those you call kingpin. If those are drug lords, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick the snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took control on them. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Lo. I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now the shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Whole big, they say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of hovin' gigs, me and me can never beef, I freed that nigga from a whole big. Hove dead, next time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's some passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down. Ooh.
Come on, man. Come on.
But look at us now. Whoa. They count us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't believe in us.
Preach.
The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach.
Real nigga shit.
a fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga. I ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
Show a difference between a dog and a master. Lamborghini truck flooring. Got your bitch in the back whoring. She like, Poppy, I adore you. I'm like, baby, I ain't normal. Foreigner.
Hoodie on, I get scared. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Christian Dior anymore, don't see LeBron anymore. Yeah, nah, 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 let it off. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, 45 in my drawers. And one day I sound like a dog. Oh God, I'm a fraud. I was in all the stars. I bought every Hermes scarf. Yeah, do you feel me? I compare my Mary, but I still need more. I can go on and on. Yeah, I ain't even gotta talk. Yeah, tropical nine and nine. What are y'all with a semi? Y'all nigga with a Richie. Y'all nigga with a Richie. The Richie the one that came with the big head nigga Jimmy. Head shot, that's a Jimmy. Big dog in my city. Killer out in this bitch. Red dot to the city. Yeah.
Foreigner. 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 Foreigner.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life.
All my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No.
All my life.
Keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void.
Child support, your only support.
For a visit, I'm going through courts.
Went to jail, they was chaining me up.
And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt theyself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my
my life. They be trying to keep me down.
All this time.
Never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No.
All my life.
All my life. Down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap, niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzed. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life, they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no.
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
What's poppin', y'all? What's good out there? How's it been?
Oh, 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 my bad about Tuesday, y'all.
Yeah, it's my fault. But today, Thursday. Hope y'all doing good. Let me go on a little rant today, because I'm feeling a little bit different. I'm getting so tired. Believe, if I'm not mistaken, there are several shows that we have done here at Low Life Academy where I mentioned that I was going to be done, you know, not just going through the cycle, but just trying to share the information that I want to share before I am so-called no longer available to y'all. But who knows? I'm just in a space where no matter how much I share these things, no matter how much I go over these topics, we always seem to have an impasse. Whatever. Get in the way for some of y'all. But I'm getting tired of trying to chase y'all. I've been this way, and it came up again, I think, yesterday, if not today, it just came up again, where, for me, I'm just recognizing, like, there's so many of these gurus, so many of them, who have become lifetime gurus, and I want to give that in comparison to, like, a lifetime politician, right? And the reality is, measures that we're taking now, I'm going to do the best that I can to make it vividly clear the things that you all need to pay attention to. Tonight's show, I was debating what to talk about. I missed Tuesday's show, so I wanted to make up for that. Low Life Academy's 2-year anniversary is tomorrow. Since we did our first live, our first blog talk, our first show, June 23rd, 2021, right, makes it 2 years exactly tomorrow. And I was just realizing, like, if I'm not careful, I'm going to be here being a what? Lifetime cool. So this is my rant tonight. So I'm going to do my best to try to help y'all see what y'all need to see. And I've said it many times before. I have everything that we need to have, right, to get off the plantation. Or I get slightly offended in the way in which I choose to deliver the information. Oh my God, but I tell you, I'm toughen up, you know, get some hard skin and get this information before you can't act until anymore. So with that being said, I haven't done anything as it relates to IG, YouTube, and I'm talking about our channel, the website, we got some private channels, Telegram. I definitely haven't been doing anything there, Discord, outside of the classes. So it's been, you know, quite very lazy of me since we did that webinar for April 1st.
Pulled up a whole bunch of stuff because I didn't know what to go over. I just didn't know what to cover tonight. So I could talk about the main stuff. I could talk about this stuff. Talk about the TBA stuff. I haven't really gone over that forever. But I think I'm going to just talk about some notary stuff. So y'all have a better understanding. I always tell y'all, 3 things y'all need to master. So if you know those 3 things, here's one of them. I'll just tease them. All right, let's just do that. I'll just go over that because that's pretty interesting enough. Won't be able to go over everything, but I'll give you a place to start. Hi, mission into the private is to acquire, depending on a variety of things I cannot say on the air, but if you know me, there's some restrictions in there, right? But I told everybody, you know, to acquire an understanding. Right? For a variety of reasons. A means to help community members as a means to help the individual person generate some funds, so on and so forth. So really honestly want to share with y'all candidly the things I want to say openly, but I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I got to keep my own energy. And that's one of the things I realized. So I do the best that I can to keep my own energy. Right? I'm telling y'all, don't miss me when I'm gone. Sorry for the long introduction tonight with the music and all that stuff. But I'm going to take my time because it's just me. Only me. So let's do it like this. All right. That notary, that public. Let's see what they got to say about them. Now, it says here a notary. Simple meaning a notary public, meaning an officer. Yes, it's an office. Yes, he is an officer. Yes, they're an officer. They're appointed. They're not elected. So this is a different type of public officer. But they're appointed. And they're appointed with certain powers under various laws of the different states. Typically, they have the power to attest to certain writings for the purpose of establishing their authenticity. Typically, they would administer oaths. All right, so what does it look like back in the day for the public notary? Notaries, for all the way back, right, to ancient times. Originally, a notary was considered to be just a simple scribe, somebody who was taking notes or minutes. That sounds like a secretary. Somebody who was making drafts of writings, somebody who was making public instruments. And then, once commerce began to grow, and you know how commerce is, if it's something you can slap a service on, you can charge for it, right? So it became more frequent when people started needing more attestations, more authentication, especially when it came into maritime law. In most countries, a public notary is somebody who publicly attests, and here's what they kind of attest to. They attest to deeds. They attest to writings. They attest to making them authentic in another country. Pay attention. They call that whole process a apostille for most of it. But the principle in business relating to merchants correspond closely to these public notaries from back in the day can be traced as far back as some of these Roman republics. Not some of, but these so-called Roman republics. Duties were different back then, right? Office was known in England before so-called conquest. The English notary was supposed to be an ecclesiastical officer. So that's Bible right there, right? Pay attention. His duties were mainly secular, but he was a biblical, or I should say, of notaries are simply state officers. They're typically appointed, here they want to say, by the governor. But if you trace the office, if you trace the appointment, if you trace the whole application, you're not going through the governor. Get it? All right. The manner of appointment, powers, and duties and liabilities are governed by statute. They tend to change from state to state. So here's what it says. When you look at these notaries and you consider them to be public officers, this is what they say. Because of the credibility which all civilized nations attach in order to facilitate commercial intercourse, it is said that he is an officer known to these so-called laws of the nation. Now, why am I reading this stuff to you? To me, it's exciting, even though I'm kind of just taking my time through it. But y'all don't be getting it. Y'all don't be getting it. Y'all appreciate me when I'm gone. In a large number of decisions, they look at notaries and whether or not they have been acknowledged as public officers. And they have. Because of this fact, I can't make this shit up. I didn't want to do this, but I got to because I already said it right. But because of this fact, women were not allowed to be increasingly important for the commercial world. Their appointment was provided and their duties regulated through public law. And this is what happened. As a notary, you became a sworn public officer. You're not sworn. Recognized as necessary in nearly all civilized countries. So this is a very important function. I'm trying to help y'all. I'm just trying, really trying. All right. So hopefully this helps. Notaries as agents. The employment of a notary to take an acknowledgement, right, would never put him in the position as being considered a agent. When it comes to protesting, pay attention, not as agent of the bank placing the same in their hands. Now we get to that in a second. If the very act is an official duty, right? That's what notaries are. Notaries do not act as agents. They don't. You can contract with them. I'm going to start tearing this shit up in a second. But y'all can contract with them, right? You can contract with them. Pay attention. A lot of y'all don't know what that means, to contract with them. So y'all put your own little thoughts to this shit and think y'all got it. The purchaser of property, who without any authority, would pay the price, right, to the notary. And that's, and at the end of the day, all they're doing is potentially risking the deposit. If the notary sold the money, then the purchaser would lose out, obviously. But in any instance, the relationship of principal and agent would exist in other circumstances. And I'll give you an example. A bank, see, this is what people don't teach y'all. A bank, pay attention. A bank, listen, y'all. A bank, watch this. A bank, pay attention. You want to get them, pay attention. A bank is liable for the acts of a notary when he acts as its agent. Appointment. In the United States, most of notaries are usually made by the governor. In many states, the advice and consent of the Senate or Council is necessary. Skip on over it. By his commission. So everybody knows when you become a notary, you get a commission. Your commission lasts for a certain period of time, and they're going to get into some of this, right? Which is issued on the filing of his bond and oath of office, right? Paper oath. And for which a fee varying in a different state is required. The commission is signed by the appointing power, notice doesn't say governor, and the issuance of a commission, which does come from the governor, is essential to the completeness of the appointment, right? Usually, so you don't think I'm crazy, the commission is issued by the Secretary of State after the appointment is made, right? In states where this plan is followed, the issuance of commission is a ministerial act. In states where they do this, it's called a ministerial act. If the secretary refuses, you can give him a writ. Black and white, y'all. All right. Eligibility. So persons are eligible to the office of a notary if they possess the qualifications usually required of public officers. In general, they must be of legal age. They must be citizens of the state. And persons of good moral character, legal, citizen, good moral character. All right, that's the straw man. If there is no provision in the Constitution or for statutes making an infant a person who has not attained the age of ineligible to the office of notary, such a minor may hold the office. Minor, infant, oh God. Yeah, I jumped through some of that too. Serial, pay attention, does not concern the administration of justice. That's not what you do as a notary. This is what they're telling you. The office might be held by infants at common law. This is so interesting. What does that mean?
that all of y'all that are commissioned are minors. Why? Because you haven't attained the age of majority. During the commission of a notary and otherwise qualified, that individual has been a de facto officer. Pay attention. I'm going to skip around. Now they got women as notary. I want to sound like I'm picking at y'all, so let me just jump past that. There's some interesting things there for y'all, though. All right. They got oath of office, bond, terms of office, removal from office, ex officios, de factos. Let's go through. So powers and duties in general. In general, excuse me. So this is what they say, the powers of a notary public, which is a very uncommon law. He is recognized as a necessary official in almost every civilized country. He is recognized by the law of these merchants, and his official acts, they take them as evidence, not only in his country, but in all countries. This is how powerful this position is. Y'all don't even know. His duties are often of great variety and importance, consisting, for the most part, in protesting. So what I don't know is that a notary protest is what they consider to be an administrative process. See, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know what the administrative process is because you don't know what the language is. It's just a notary protest. It's just a protest. But what can you protest? That would be key. Oh, God. A bill of exchange, a promissory note. I was just, right? Right? Here's what they don't teach you in their schools. A notary can also authenticate transfers of property, y'all. They can also administer the oaths, which y'all know. Documents. They can obviously do, what is this, deposition? Deposition. They can do affidavits. Stuff like this in the private. But in all such cases, a notary certificate, or as we like to know, call it a jurat, when that is accompanied by the official seal and the proper certificate of his official character, it is received as prima facie evidence. All right. It's a very important office. Skipping around. You can be disqualified from the office. All right. So they do some what they call record of acts. This is another thing y'all need to pay attention to. All right. To keep a record of their official acts. So what does that mean?
A notary is a job.
That was good. But what does that mean? They're a record keeper, y'all. If they keep a record, they're a recorder. I'll pause right here and I'll rest for a second. Because y'all don't know anything about how these things. Let me do that because I don't want people to feel like I'm picking at them. That might be a little bit too close to home. Hold on one second. I don't even know which one it is. Hold on. All right, let me do this one. This one's easier. Y'all don't know this one.
y'all be feeling like, you know, like it's y'all individually. But this is like everybody. People miss it. So this one here is similar because I'm going to do this one time. Watch it. So in this particular state, they do this certified copy shit. So when they do the certified copy, what they do is they add on an additional page, right, to show that your document was put on their so-called system. So in this one, they do a cover sheet. Now, I'm most familiar with a lot of these things being done on the back page or last page or whatever you want to call it. And they kind of did something like that here, too. It's kind of similar. But what I thought was interesting, and it just had me stop for a second, because I'm like, I always say these things, but I don't have a lot of these so-called experiences where it doesn't necessarily go the way I want it to or something like this happens. But I want to point this out to you all, right? Because it's becoming increasingly, y'all gurus just don't be even helping y'all. All right, so watch this. I like to make people's life easy. This thing says, certified copy, registers of deeds. In the state of, county of, and then it says, I hereby certify that this is a true and accurate copy of the document which appears on, this one says, record in the office of the Register of Deeds. And it gives out some things that is pertinent to that. They say, this certification sheet is a part of the document, just so y'all know what I'm referencing, right? And then there is a seal on the document. What bugged the shit out of me. Well, bug the shit out of me is copy of a notary certified copy filed in my office, filed in my office on the date and hour, whatever, under the registry number stamped here on to be. And then they stamp and they seal it. Now, what's the problem with all this shit? Well, the problem is we got to look up a fucking term. Y'all got me diverting. Nobody has told y'all this. I like to do freaking black and white, so I'm going to show it to y'all. I just want y'all to get it because y'all might think I'm acting crazy. All right, people, it's okay. I got y'all. It's okay. I'm trying to help y'all. Remember that, right? So don't get mad at me. So I read it again, and I'm going to explain it to you. So I am not impressed with people that have the longevity of teaching you all for years upon years upon years. We know public and private does not mix. And if you really are doing what you're supposed to do, well, the powers to be is either going to move you out the way or you're going to get the hell out the way. It's one or the other. So the mere fact that a little nobody like me can continue to be frustrated, these public platforms limiting my so-called reach. IG doesn't move. It was like that before I try to do a so-called partnership. It's like that after that attempt. And I just don't have the energy for it anymore. And I then look at those that's been here for years,
10 plus even. And you would say, well, they've built up their platform. To what end? Why hasn't that platform evolved into something that is not in the public mainstream? Why is it that they censor what I'm saying, but they don't censor what these people are saying? Why is it that they continue to harass the shit out of me? I'm going to show y'all why, because I'm retarded like this. Right? And I'm not nitpicking at the person who sent me their document. They didn't know, so I'm trying to teach and I'm trying to show everybody. Watch this. I'm just going to prove it to y'all. I'm black and white. So, yeah, you go to these courthouses, you get your stamp, but you feel like you're doing something. And I tell you this. I told y'all day one, there is a difference between a record and a registry. Y'all don't want to listen to me. A record or register, there is a difference between the terms. Now, here's what you all fail to realize. You think because someone has in their title terms like registrar of deeds, things of that nature, that they automatically do what it is they're supposed to do. And even when with my computer, and I said, let me pull up another example of a recording and see what they wrote. Let me just show y'all. Because I didn't want to use this one because I didn't want some, you know, anyone to feel like I'm speaking about them particularly. I just use examples to share with people. So I read it once again. I'm going to read two this time, right? Or I'm going to read both of them again. One of these things says state of, and it says parish of. Y'all know it's only certain places that talk about parishes, right? So it says, I hereby certify this to be a full and true copy of a notarial certified copy filed, that's one term, in my office and on the date and hour under, what are you under? You're not over, you're under the registration number, under, given under my hand and seal of office on this date of filing. Great. Oh, yay. Awesome. Let me look at what else term I'm doing this. Right, one more term, and I'm going to conclude all of this real fast. All right, so then this is the second reading. So one says file, one says registry. This one here sounds really good. It says state of, county of, I hereby certify that this is a true and accurate copy. And let me pause right here. Like, I had to start looking at these things just closely because I'm just like, everybody keeps wanting to think that because they just do a bad dash and they get shit done, like, they did it correctly. And then the sad part is when you do this shit and you don't even know if you did it right or wrong. Oh, God, I'm going to help you tonight. I'm going to help you watch this. I'm going to do an anniversary show tomorrow. I think we'll just say that now. I was contemplating it. Obviously, I've been waiting an hour to even announce it. But I think I'll just do a live show tomorrow. And I'm going to trust that I can breathe for a second and do something that will be impactful to y'all like this tonight. So I'm going to do something that kind of, you know, hopefully knocks y'all socks off. And I'm going to just take my time and use basic information. So that's it. It says, state of, county of, I hereby certify that this is a true and accurate copy of the document which appears on record. That sounds great. It says record. Where? In the office of the Register of Deeds. In this county, by this state, under these different whatever, witness my hand and seal, so-called deed. Now, why am I going to sit here and say that these things were not done properly? Damn. Why is it not done properly? Why is this not a lawful document? Why are we being bamboozled? Let me tell you something. You're not going to get your money back. And you should. They're defrauding you before your eyes and you don't even know it. This is fraud.
There's no statute of limitation for fraud. The master, these people are wearing you so-called woke asses out. And you don't even fucking know. You don't even fucking see it. Y'all think I'm fucking crazy.
Well, what you say? You got to show us then. You got to prove it to us.
I am. Take it easy. Catch your breath. Watch that. Before I do that, though, let's go into some definitions. I want to know what simple shit means. So let's see. File. A file is an official record of a case. Of a case. Of a case. A portion of a lawyer's case record. A file is also a collection data. To file means to deposit. Listen to what you're doing, y'all. To deposit a legal document with the clerk or record custodian with the purpose of having the document preserved and placed into the official record. To file almost also means to commence a lawsuit. Now, there's a lot that I want to unpack in this little definition, but I'm not going to. Why? Because y'all not in my class, right? This is just for puppets. I'm just doing what I can to tease y'all as much as I can to go through your own damn research. All right, file. A record of the court file. A paper is said to be a file when it is delivered to the proper officer to be kept on file as a matter of record and reference. I guarantee you it's more of reference than record. But in general, the terms file and files are used loosely to denote the official custody of the courts or the place in the offices of a court when the records and papers are kept. The file in a case includes the original complaint, so on and so forth. A clerk files a document by endorsing it. They break this shit down for you. A clerk files a document by endorsing it on the date it is received and retaining it in his or her office for inspection by the parties that it might concern. So that's what they mean by allowing the public to come and peruse, right? Another term, file, in this instance, to deposit, listen to the term, to deposit with the clerk of the court a written complaint or petition, which is the opening statement, step in the lawsuit and subsequent documents, including an answer, so on and so forth. And all of these are placed in a case file. We're not concerned with case files. The term is used when... When are you going to file the complaint? Can you give us something else? Come on. Each case has each case file. I don't want to know about case file. This is only about case file? Okay, this is only about case file. So that's it. I'm going to leave that there. All right, cool. So that's file. Register. Let's see what they say register is. Register. Register is a corporation's official listing of shareholders, okay. Register is to file a security. When you register something, you file a security. When you register something, you file a security. When you register something, you file a security. Well, let's just see if I'm not freaking as, you know, simple as I think I am. Because I think I'm real simple. A couple weeks ago, y'all didn't understand it back then. Let me see if I can find it again. How far do I have to go? Okay, this looks like it's way too far. Okay, cool. Give me a second. What the hell? I hate when I can't find shit when I need it. Oh, because I'm in the wrong. My bad. I'm looking for something to read to y'all because y'all don't get it, and I apologize. I don't have these things committed to my memory. Gosh darn it. I want to read it to y'all because it's black and white.
And it talks about what happens when you register something.
I haven't been that far back. What the hell?
I do a lot of reading on my phone, y'all. So I do a lot of screenshots on my phone to retain things. So when I look up something, it's typically on my phone. And I do a screenshot to preserve it. But y'all know me and these statues. I don't retain their codes. But this one I found very interesting, and I decided to share it. Y'all got to forgive me. I don't want to just move past it. Y'all got to bear with me for a second. Because they're making everything clear. And I'm tired of kind of like doing a lot of these so-called shows. Because I keep covering the same thing with y'all. And I don't think y'all getting it. What the hell? Did I delete this thing? Alright. This is the story of my life right now. Trying to find a needle in a haystack. Day. I was hoping to make your day. Alright, I'm going to have to write that thing down and come back to it. Because my silly self does not have it where I can even identify it because I'm looking at the screenshots trying to pull it up. I'd be so annoyed when I'm trying to do this because at the end of the day, it would just be clear if I could give y'all a statue because y'all love shit like that. Registrant. What you do is you register securities. That should be a major red flag for a lot of y'all. Why? Because at the end of the day, you're thinking, you're placing your document on the record, and they're maximizing securities because you created them. Right? I don't know how far back I got to go, but this shit seems too far. I'm still looking, but that's what's happening. So I read in the Vital Records as an example, when they spoke about their own, and once they made it their own, then they can govern it however they chose to. So a lot of y'all have been running around saying that you are this or you is that or whatever the hell you want to claim, not knowing that you continue to commit fraud. God damn it. All right, I'll do that next week because I'm getting tired of scrolling and I can't find the freaking law in black and white. All right, but this says you create these securities, so I'll just run through it, with the appropriate government agency to make the security available for sale. So this is what you do when you register. The most common scenario is when issuers register securities with the Securities Exchange Commission. So by filing a registration statement. Can't make this shit up. All right, record. Record means this is used. Nah, I don't like y'all's definition. Let me get away from that real quick. 1 second. To file a copy of real estate instrument, not looking for that. Once a deed is recorded, the official transcript, no. I guess we have to just, I don't like none of these definitions, fuck. Record, yeah, let me read this. So it says, to put a record means to put a document into the official records of a county at the office of the county recorder or recorder of deeds, right? The process is that the document is taken or sent to the recorder's office, a recording fee paid, which you did. The document is given a number, and so on and so forth, stamped with a date, so on and so forth, called recording, and then in modern times, they microfilm it. Normally recorded is any document affecting title of the real estate, or real property, I should say, such as deed of trust, mortgage, reconveyance, release, declaration of homestead, so on and so forth. These recordings provided, traceable chain of title, pay attention to that term, to the property and give the public constructive notice of all interest in the property. They're just spelling it out for you. That's why I love definitions. In most states,
if there is more than one document affecting property, then they go through this whole thing. And this is what y'all fail to realize. They have what is called the first one recorded has seniority. So y'all heard people like, oh, first in time, first in line, right? This is what it means. So the first claim on the property would go to the first person that recorded it. And that's why they call it, and this is in quote, a race to the courthouse. All right. So to write down or take minutes, financial transactions, discussions, and other happenings at meetings. So these are records, right? Record, evidence, a written memorial made by a public officer, sounds like a notary, authorized by law, sounds like a notary, to perform that function, sounds like a notary. All right. It may be divided into courts or common law. Let's see. Constitution, no. All right, so to record now, let's see what they say. The act of making a record, sometimes questions arise as to when the act of recording is complete, as in the following case. And boy, there's so much meat on this bone here to chew on. But y'all won't believe me. So I'm going to skip over this section. I'll read this little part here. It says, in this case, it was held that the act of recording was incomplete without a certificate of acknowledgement, right? So that's something. The fact of an instrument being recorded is held to operate as a constructive notice, all right? All conveyances and deeds which may be de facto recorded, are not to be considered as giving notice. In order to have this effect, the instrument must be such as are authorized to be recorded. And the registry must have been made in compliance with the law. Otherwise, the registry, oh God. And it goes on. It says, and it will not affect the subsequent purchaser or encumbrances unless he has such actual notice as would amount to fraud. This ain't me fucking saying this. They're saying this is fraud. So now we got to go and we got to look at this last term because I'm helping you all as best as I fucking can. I'm retarded, I know. But this one says, ex officio. So what is an ex officio? An ex officio means as a result of one's status or position. Adjective means denoting or relating to a member of a body who holds the role as a result of their status or another position that they hold. Now, y'all just like, yo, what is he talking about? This boy just don't know what he's talking about. But wait, just wait. I'm going to keep going. Ex officio is a Latin term that means by an opportunity for the powers to be to make a claim of plausible deniability. I know every fucking thing I done said to y'all went over y'all head, so let me make it fucking simple. Let me point out the issue, and I'm gonna call it a night. I appreciate y'all. As always, watch this. I read two things to y'all, and just before I wrap this shit up, I'm gonna read it to you again, because I can, and I don't give a shit if you don't want to hear it. I'm gonna do it anyway. This shit says, state of, this is a recording, county of, I hereby certify, this is my third time reading this shit, that this is a true and accurate copy of the document which appears on the record. And I would say, shit, this says record. I'm on the record. This has to be it. And it says record in the office of the Register of Deeds. In this county, in this state, and it issues some identifying markers, and then it's signed. Oh, yeah. Guys, listen, who's telling y'all these things? Ask your guru what two hats these clubs wear. They wear two new hats. I've been trying to tell you. I dropped so many hints. I went into it so many times. Y'all still don't believe me. Watch this. I'm going to kill this shit. So it says, state of parish of, let's go. I hereby certify this to be a full and true copy of a notarial certified copy filed in my office, don't like that term, on the date and or under the registry number stamped here on. All right, so what am I trying to say? Then it was signed. The problem is that these fucking people think that they slick. What if I told you that both of these recordings were null and void? Why don't y'all listen to me? I try to make y'all life easy. What the one underlying factor that's consistent in both these documents, identifying, common identifying thing here, right? Yeah. This broski. Broski. Yeah, but I'm gonna say. There. But if I show it, it goes. My bad, y'all. I had to take that call. That was broski. Broski just hit me with a problem. So broski came to visit. And apparently, he just said he got a ticket in the mail. So I got two sentences for him that's going to destroy that. And I'll use that as an example if he allows me to, but I'm sure with y'all. In any instance, the problem with the whole stuff that I've been sharing tonight is the person that signed it was not qualified to sign it, and therefore they have made the document null and void. I didn't even get to go into nothing with the damn reading like I wanted to. Y'all just be thinking it's a game, right? Y'all be thinking it's a game, but it's not. It ain't. But if you understand everything that I shared tonight, right, without me even having to say who signed it, if you ever did anything that's considered to be a recording or you go look these things up, you'll see that there's some samples out there, right, that you can maximize as your attestation. I got so many examples in front of me. I just find it fascinating because, like, people beat their chest and be like, yo, I did this. What did you do? You did not pay attention to detail. That's what you did not do. But, yeah, I really feel like y'all need to be careful because that's a lot of money for the person I spoke to the other day to go through and do something like that and then have these people commit fraud. But the problem is now I told you what you need to look for. The issue now is how do you enforce that they don't do that shit to you ever again? Peep game? All right. On that note, y'all, appreciate y'all. I ain't gonna take no calls tonight. I'm done. I'm beat. Peace.